Listen for Reveal and a Devotion. One evening, outside of the local bookstore, Becky Botsford and many of the city's residents eagerly await the midnight release of Princess Triana and the Ogre of Castlebum.
Oh, this is so exciting. We're finally going to find out what happens to Princess Triana.
It feels like forever since the last book came out. The wait has been unbearable.
I know. I can't believe they just left poor Princess Triana hanging from a cliff like that.
Wait, I thought she was being forced to marry that smelly count. No, you're thinking of book four.
Yes, of course, I knew that. I've read it several times. And I've heard the book on tape several times.
There sure are a lot of people in line. I hope they have enough copies.
What? This cannot be the line for the Princess Triana book.
Oh, yes, it is. And the back of the line is down there.
No! There must be some mistake. I'm early.
Not early enough, obviously.
Oh, Mother, this is an outrage! You people are not supposed to be here!
Hi, Miss Libri.
Hi, Becky. How's my best customer?
Anxious to get my hands on Princess Triana and the Ogre of Castlebum.
Becky is a very devoted Princess Triana fan.
Devoted? That means when you love something so much that you give it a lot of your time. Like the way we're devoted to each other. You're welcome. This midnight release party was a great idea.
Thanks.
So, Miss Libri, do you know what happens in the new book?
Oh, no. The author didn't want to reveal any details about the story until the official release. They're keeping all the books under lock and key at the publisher's building until the stroke of midnight.
Publisher's building, eh? I just may be the first one to read this book after all. Mother, I forgot to change into my waiting in line shoes. They're in the car. Back in two shakes.
Fine, dear.
I'm coming for you, my princess.
Oh, he's up to something. Dad, we'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I have to ask a girl in line where she got her Princess Triana inflatable jumpsuit.
Okay, I'll be here.
Word up!
I don't know, Mick. This Ogre of Castlebum sure looks like a mean guy. He's so big.
Daddy Ogre's a wimp. Princess Triana could take him out with a wand tied behind her back.
Well, that was easy. Good work, robot. Now then, Princess Triana, where are you? Aha! Come to Theodore.
Drop that book, Toby!
Ha! Word girl! I don't think so. I must know what happens in the story before anyone else!
But that's unfair to everyone waiting in line!
I know, but aren't you tempted? Just a little?
No. Now put down the book and back away from the crate!
My word, girl, you do look lovely when you're angry. I wonder what you'd look like if you were furious.
If you want to read Princess Triana and the Ogre of Castlebum, you're going to have to wait in line like the rest of us.
You may have stopped me this time, word girl, but I will get that book before midnight, whether you like it or not. I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
I can't see! He's gone.
Yeah, but at least the books are safe. Thanks, word girl.
Meanwhile, back in line...
As if it isn't bad enough having to wait in the line, but I have to do it with the likes of this riffraff?
Oh, I know. It's horrible.
I was including you in that riffraff.
But that's funny. I was including you. Double humph.
Oh, hi, Becky. So, should I get you that Princess Triana inflatable jumpsuit for your birthday?
Inflatable jumpsuit? Oh, right. No, don't bother. It wasn't that well made. One little monkey bite and it popped. Right, Bob?
I see winking. What are you two up to?
It won't be long now, everyone. The books are in an armored truck and are on their way to the store as we speak.
Hey!
There he goes again. Let's follow him.
Where are you going, Becky? The books are almost here.
Bob forgot to apologize to that girl for eating her jumpsuit.
If you owe her any money, Bob, it's coming out of your allowance.
I want to know what happened to Prince Van Landingham. He disappeared 2 books ago, and they've never revealed where he went.
Lovely to see you again, gentlemen. But if you wouldn't mind, I'd like a few moments alone with the princess.
Right there, Toby!
Oh, hello, word girl. Here to stop me or join me?
Stop you?
Too bad. I have devoted my entire evening to reading this book before anyone else, and I will!
Too hard? What, no?
My robot!
What's that now? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I've just been doing a bit of reading.
Hey, no fair! Put that down!
I don't think I can put it down, word girl. It's just too good. Already there are some very surprising developments. Would you like me to reveal some of them?
You wouldn't.
Oh, I would. For example, did you know that Prince Van Landingham is in fact still alive?
Stop! Don't tell me!
Yeah, Toby! Don't reveal what happens!
Reveal?
Reveal means to give away a secret or show something that's hidden, like whether or not Prince Van Landingham is alive.
He is!
What?
Or revealing whether or not the princess falls from the cliff.
She does!
No!
But the bubble-breathing dragon saves her.
Oh, thank goodness!
Wait, Toby! Don't reveal anymore! If we already know what happens, it'll ruin all the fun!
Oh, I'm finished. And so are you!
Must break free! Princess Triana and the Ogre of Castlebum! No, I can't! But I want to. No! I have to at least try to break out of here. Oh, well, I'm stuck. Guess I have no choice. Hey, Huggy! How'd you get in here? It was open! Funny! I guess I should have checked that. Right, well, time to go after Toby! Word up! Whoops. Must have forgotten. It was in my hand. Okay. Way up!
Toby has escaped with a stolen copy of Princess Triana and the Ogre of Castlebum. Will Word Girl and Captain Huggyface track him down before midnight? Will Toby's secret reading spot in the belly of his robot ever be revealed by me right now?
Nice.
Book is somehow more enjoyable when you're doing something bad just by reading it. Oh, it's you.
Step away from the book, Toby.
But it was just getting good.
Why? What's happening in it? Right. Put it down, Toby. End of story.
Are you sure? Wouldn't it interest you to know that Princess Triana has reunited with the handsome knight, Sir Finvold?
No.
Or how the Ogre of Castlebum may have taken Prince Van Landingham hostage?
Stop revealing the story! You're spoiling it!
Now, robot, attack! Oh, what's this? The princess has turned the tables of the ogre!
Hear you.
She's winning!
Hear you.
And she's kissing him on the cheek! Missed me! Now you have to... You ripped out the last pages! Those pages reveal the ending!
Good job, Huggy!
Oh, nice
Nice monkey. Nice monkey.
No, stop! Spit those out! No! Malfunctioning robot!
Psst.
This is not going to end well.
Excuse me, Mrs. McAllister? Do I even need to say anything?
Ow, ow, ooh, ow, ow, ow. Mom, seriously.
Midnight! The book is on sale! Let's go, Huggy!
Oh, there you are. Just in time.
Yeah, thanks for holding our place, Dad.
Sorry. Looks like we're all out.
What?
Oh, sorry, Becky.
No! But we waited in line! I knew I should have read it when I had the chance.
What?
Nothing. Let's go home.
Oh, Becky, I'm glad you're still here. I have something for you.
Oh, thank you, Miss Libri!
I had to save one for my most devoted customer.
Thank you!
You're very welcome.
Okay, Bob. Ready to find out what happened to the princess? Wow! Wow! What'd you think? What?
Well, there you have it, devoted Word Girl fans. We made it all the way through the episode, and we didn't even reveal that when Princess Triana kissed the Ogre of Castlebum, he turned back into the long-lost Prince Van Landingham. Can you believe it? Sorry. Tune in next time to see what gets revealed in another exciting adventure of Word Girl!
I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is stroll. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Go ahead, Emily.
Becky has such awesome friends. She and Violet talk about...
Could you...
Oh, and Scoops. One time, Scoops asked Becky if she wanted a sandwich, and she got all nervous because she had a crush on him, and so she said she wasn't...
Hungry. Yeah, we know. It's from the episode, I Could Go for a Sandwich.
Yes, we really should be getting back...
But her closest friend is definitely Bob. Sure, we may not understand him, but Becky knows exactly what he's saying.
Yes, Emily?
To stroll is to walk along, taking your time.
Yes, congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl jetpack. Yes, strap on this baby when strolling's just too darn slow.
Oh, but taking a stroll is best when you want to talk to your
friends.
That's
it for today's show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words swelter and opportunity. A sweltering heat wave has taken over the city, leaving its citizens completely pooped.
Move over, your fur is hot.
TJ, it's your turn to refill the pool.
No, I can't reach.
TJ?
Okay, I'm going.
Holy capri pants, it's hot out here. Hey, kids, and Bob, you know what would be great right now? A trip to Splashy Splasherton, Splish Splash-O-Rama!
So we can splish, splish, splish in the summer sun?
Then we can splash, splash, splash till the evening comes!
At Splashy Splasherton's, the hottest cool time on the planet, yeah!
All right!
Last one to the car sits next to Hot Furry Bob!
Hold on there, son. We can't go yet.
Why not?
We have to wait until 3 o'clock, when the park has its 2-for-1 admission special. I buy tickets for Becky and Bob, and then you and I get in for free. Now that's what I call an opportunity for savings.
I've heard there's this spot in the parking lot that's a total splash zone. Let's go now, and we can get soaked before we even go inside.
For free?
For free.
Well, what are we waiting for?
I don't know.
Breaking news. Reports are just coming in that an armored car was stolen by a little old lady flying around in a suit of armor and in a check on the weather. It's hot.
That's gotta be Granny May. I know you want to go to Splashy Splashertons, but we've got a villain to catch. Hey, guys. Bob just reminded me that we have to find, butterfly for a school project about butterflies.
Ah, the majestic butterfly. Okay, but hurry back.
All right. Come on, Bob.
Move over.
Meanwhile, there's at least one person who isn't bothered by the sweltering heat.
Oh, boy, it's a scorcher. Not that I care.
Boop. Outside, temperature 99 degrees. Inside, Robo Granny, temperature 68 degrees.
I am as cool as can be inside this air-conditioned armor. And with the heat wave tiring everybody else out, I have the opportunity to steal whatever I want. Easy as possible.
Going somewhere?
Are you okay, dearie?
You look a little worn out.
I'm fine. It's just a little...
hot?
Yeah, it's sweltering.
Yes, well, I'm sure it's swell to do a lot of things. But I don't have time, kid.
No, I said it's sweltering. Sweltering means uncomfortably hot. Like today, it's so hot, it's natural to do a little sweating.
Not in here it isn't. Sorry, dear.
Get this yarn off of me. I'm sweltering.
Ta-ta for now.
That's it, Huggy. That granny's going down. Just as soon as I... Maybe we should have gone with short sleeves.
Guys?
Yeah?
I probably shouldn't tell you this, but it's pretty hot out, and it just doesn't seem fair.
What doesn't seem fair?
TJ's trying to convince your dad to go to the water park without you.
That little sneak!
But hey, don't... Tell him I told you. So, let's just go to the next scene.
Of course I'm sure, Dad. Becky practically told me that she and Bob prefer this pool. We should just go without them.
I don't know, TJ. Bob seemed pretty excited. I mean, he poured water on his head. That kind of enthusiasm is hard to fake.
I'm telling you, Dad, we'd be doing him a favor by going without him.
Doing us a favor, huh?
Hey, Becky, Bob, how long have you guys been standing there?
Well, we're all here now, so let's splish splash to Splishy Splasherton.
Yeah! Wait, what am I doing? I can't go to Splashy's. Granny's still on the loose. Then again, if Granny commits another crime, I could always just leave Splashy Splashertons to go after her. In fact, I probably should go to Splashy's just in case Granny takes this opportunity to rob it. What better place to rob during a heat wave than a water park? Oh, who am I kidding? Like it or not, as long as Granny's out there, it's our job to find her. Good point, Bob. Splashy's it is.
This just in? The same old lady in flying armor is now robbing an ice cream stand. It's still hot, with continuing hotness and very hot tomorrow. Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, come on, Bob. Don't make this any harder than it is. We'll have other opportunities to go. You know, opportunity. A chance for you to get something you want. Like our opportunity to catch Granny May. Right. Or our opportunity to go to the water park. But right now, we have to go after her.
Go after who?
The Butterfly Fairy. Don't tell me you've never heard of the Butterfly Fairy.
Oh, I've heard of her. I'm just not sure why you have to find her right now.
School project, Dad. We'll be right back.
What?
And then we can all go to the water park, okay? Great.
Now, what were you saying about leaving without them?
Be a dear and hand over the cash, Sonny.
Forget it, Robot Granny.
Oh, well, maybe I'm not making myself clear, young man. Hand over the money now, or I will use my jetpack to melt all the ice cream.
But it's sweltering out.
Oh, the more reason to hand over the money. Along with a vanilla cone with sprinkles, please.
Going somewhere? Granny?
Oh, hungry for some ice cream, are you?
Ice cream. Forget it, Granny. The only ice cream we want is the ice cream of justice. That sounded better in my head.
If you don't want ice cream, then how about a water? A bit quicker on your toes this time, huh? Let's see if this slows you down!
Bird girl! Help! Oh, man, it's sweltering in here.
Huggy, quick!
Meanwhile, back at the Botsfords...
Just think of it, Dad. Standing there in the splashy Splasherton parking lot. And a giant wave of cold, refreshing water comes right up over the fence.
Oh, baby.
Completely soaking you. Can't you feel it, Dad?
Yes. Yes.
We're back!
We weren't going anywhere.
Aw, Beck, we're tired of waiting for you to finish up your butterfly project.
We want to go to Splashies!
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, folks, but this is a private message for Word Girl. If the rest of you would be so kind as to cover your ears, it'd be much obliged. Hello, Word Girl! I thought you might be interested to learn that I have just stolen the Hoboken Diamond. If you want to stop me, meet me on Houston Street downtown. Ta-ta.
I have to go.
What?
What now?
More butterflies for school.
But it's already 1:30.
Trust me, this is not going to take long.
That's what you said last time.
Yeah.
Tell you what, if we're not back by 2 o'clock, you can leave without us, okay?
Okay.
Come on, Bob. We've got a big armored butterfly to catch. Okay, Granny, we got your message. Now, can we hurry this up? We have someplace else to be.
You want it? Well, come and get it!
So hot. But must keep going. Oh, no. Oh, only 5 more minutes till 2 o'clock. Got to get that diamond.
Woo-hoo! Oh, come on, Worm Girl. I thought you were faster than that.
Too hot. Can't move. Never get to Waterfarm in time.
Just the opportunity I've been waiting for.
Is this the end of Word Girl? Is she really too weak to move? Should she have just gone to the water park?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that one's pretty obvious.
Ice bags! Get your ice bags here!
Oh! Hey! What did you put on my back?
Outside temperature, drop it.
Oh!
Outside temperature, cold.
Oh no! The temperature is down! That'll activate the...
Heating system activated.
I'm sweltering! Get it off me! Get it off me!
It's hot out here, isn't it, Granny?
Yes. It sure is. If I could just dash off and splash some cold water on my face...
Yeah, I don't think so.
Drat! Oh, no, we're never gonna make it.
Splashy Splashertons. The hottest cool time on the planet.
2 minutes to spare!
Really? No more butterflies?
Nope. We just caught the one we were looking for. Right, Bob?
All right! Splashy Splashertons, here we come!
No way!
You've got to be kidding me.
Come on, kids. We were going to get drenched anyway. Maybe they'll give us a rainy day discount. Splashy Splashertons!
Yeah!
And so, once again, Word Girl has put an end to Granny May's criminal opportunities. And once again, Mr. Botsford looks for any opportunity to save a little money. Join us next time for more red-hot, dare I say, sweltering action in another episode of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Emily, you correctly defined the word stroll. Ready to play the bonus round?
Absolutely, Mr. Handsome.
Okay, take a look at these 3 pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for stroll. Okay, time's up.
Is it number 3?
No, I'm sorry, Emily. A stroll means walking along slowly. Picture number one shows Mr. and Mrs. Botsford taking a stroll. Huggy, show Emily what she could have won. It's the all-new official Word Girl jetpack with bubble action.
That's great, because I'm allergic to bubbles.
That is great. Join us next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
I like mystery because I feel like it brings out a lot of suspense and it makes you think, oh, what's the mystery going to be? And it's sort of like a brain twister because you really want to know what it is.
I like the word elfin because not a lot of people know the word, and it means something like describing something like a fairy, which it kind of does, like small and mischievous and elf-like. That's why I like the word elfin.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what delighted means. That's right! Delighted means to feel really, really good about something. Congratulations, Huggy! Delighted